Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov was so scared of his brother Esav that he fled to the faraway land of Haran. Yaakov traveled all day until it became dark. Then he davened the tefillah of Maariv. He was very tired and wanted to sleep. But where could he lie down? There were no houses around, and certainly no beds. There was only sand and stones and wild animals that could hurt him. So Yaakov took a few small stones and built a fence around his head. He lay down on the ground to sleep, when suddenly the stones began fighting.
I want Yaakov the Tzaddik to lay his head on me.
Oh, you move out of the way. I'm better than you any day.
Just a minute now. Fellas, let's not argue. We all know that I'm better, and I'm going to be by his head.
You, what should you?
Oh, because I said something. Ah, get away from it.
Move over. I want to be by the Tzaddik's head.
Hashem made a big nace. All the little stones became one big stone. And now there was no fighting, and Yaakov was able to rest peacefully. Yaakov fell asleep and had a dream. He saw a very tall ladder that reached from the ground all the way up to the sky. Malachim went up and down the ladder. Suddenly, Yaakov heard Hashem talking to him. I will give you this land that you are lying on, to you and to your children as a gift. It is the land of Eretz Yisrael. I will give you many children, and they will start the Jewish nation. There will be so many Yidden that it will be impossible to count them, just as it is impossible to count the sand. I will watch over you so that your brother Esav won't be able to harm you. When you arrive by Lavan, I will take care of you too. Yaakov then woke up and realized that if Hashem had spoken to him in this place, it must be a very holy place. I didn't know this place was so holy, Yaakov said. If I would have known, I would not have slept here. Yaakov continued on his way until he reached Haran. When he came to Haran, he saw a well. There was a big rock on the well. A group of shepherds were sitting near the well with their goats and sheep. Why "Why have you gathered the sheep already?" Yaakov asked them. "It is not night time yet. Give the goats and sheep to drink and take them back to pasture."
"We can't give them to drink," they answered. "The rock on the well is too heavy for us. We're sitting around here waiting, you know. We are waiting for all the shepherds to come so that we can all pick up the rock together."
"Do you know my Uncle Lavan?" Yaakov asked.
"Do we know your Uncle Lavan? Sure! This is Lavan's daughter Rachel,"
they said, pointing to young girl.
"She too has come to the well for water."
Lavan had no sons, so his daughter Rachel took care of the sheep. When Yaakov saw Rachel, he quickly went over to the well. With his small finger, he lifted the rock as easily as if it were the cover of a bottle. The rock rolled off the well and onto the ground. Whoa!
What?
How did he do that? I don't understand.
How did you do that? It's unbelievable.
I don't know, it's my question also.
He gave Lavan's goats and sheep to drink and told Rachel that he was Yaakov, the son of Rivka, Lavan's sister. Rachel ran quickly to tell her father. Lavan came to meet his sister's son. He was sure he had money in his suitcase or bags. But Yaakov had arrived dressed only in rags. When Lavan saw that his hands were empty, he searched his pockets to find some jewelry. Then Lavan bit Yaakov's cheek.
"In his mouth, I must seek. It must be hidden inside, and many diamonds I will find."
When Lavan didn't find anything, he said to Yaakov,
"I will allow you to stay here only because you are my sister's son. But you must help out and take care of the sheep."
Yaakov agreed and said, "I will work for you for 7 years, and then I want you to give me your daughter Rachel for a wife." Every day for the next 7 years, Yaakov took care of the goats and sheep. He took them to pasture, and he cared for them well. Then he came to Lavan and said, "Now, please give me Rachel for a wife." Lavan invited all the people of Haran to the wedding, and everyone was very happy. But there is something we haven't told you yet.
Listen closely. It's a big secret. Rachel had an older sister. Leah was her name.
And Lavan decided to play a small game. In the middle of the wedding, Lavan the liar put out all the lights, and the hall became very dark. very quietly, he switched the collar, he told Rachel to leave, and he put Leah in her place. Although Rachel really wanted to marry the Tzaddik Yaakov, she let Leah marry him in her place. She did not tell Yaakov what had happened. It was only in the morning that Yaakov saw that he had married Leah and not Rachel. Lavan suggested that Yaakov work for him for another 7 years in order to receive Rachel as his wife too. Yaakov agreed, but first he married Rachel and then spent another 7 years working for Lavan. Eleven sons were born to Yaakov in Haran. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, and Yosef. Binyamin was born later on the way to Eretz Israel. Yaakov worked for Lavan for 20 years. Lavan lied to him and cheated him many times. Hashem said to Yaakov, "It is time for you to leave this country and return to Eretz Yisrael." But Yaakov knew that Lavan would not allow him to leave. He waited for a time when Lavan left the house to take a long trip. Then he quickly took his wives, children, and all the animals he had and left Lavan's home. Three days later, Lavan came home and saw that Yaakov had escaped from Haran. Lavan was very angry and he quickly ran after him. But Yaakov, on the other hand, he was traveling slowly because of the small children and animals, and Lavan was traveling very quickly. He was sure he'd catch up to Yaakov very soon. At night, Hashem came to Lavan in a dream and said, "Be careful, Lavan. I am warning you not to do anything bad to the great Tzaddik Yaakov." When Lavan awoke, he remembered the dream and was afraid to harm Yaakov. When he caught up to Yaakov, he said,
"Why did you run away from my house? You should know that I wanted to harm you, but Hashem warned me that I should not do so."
Then Lavan said goodbye to his children and grandchildren and returned to Haran.